Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Verity's Melina Young talking about how they're working with local bands to enhance their brand in the community. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Verity Credit Union's own Melina Young. How's it going, Melina?
It's going really well, thanks.
Good, good. Welcome to the show. And you guys, as usual, Verity Credit Union is they're always pushing the fun bar way up high in the marketing department there. And you guys have embarked on a new campaign lately where you're getting involved with local bands and trying to drive kind of a younger membership as usual. You guys are really notorious for this type of stuff. Can you give us a quick summary on what you guys are up to up there?
Yeah, you know, we made the decision last year to transition from product-based marketing and focusing on our brand. Mm-hmm. And so in doing that, I really wanted to make sure whatever message that we were saying was one that was going to resonate. Because if you're only picking one message, you want to make sure it's the right one.
That is true.
So we brought in a great vendor partner, Boom Creative, and they helped us to do surveys and a brand audit. And when they were talking to the people in the communities that we wanted to focus on, mm-hmm. we found out that they really cared about their specific neighborhoods. Seattle's really different than a lot of places where it's not just the whole city of Seattle, it's the Wallingford neighborhood and the Ballard neighborhood and things like that. Mm-hmm. And that also when we asked them, you know, what do you do? Just a really generic question, hey, what do you do? People resonated with the thing that they were really passionate about. So they would say, I'm a singer, I play the bass, I do these sorts of things versus, you know, I'm an accountant or whatever their day job was.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to focus on bringing those things together in an authentic way that tied to Verity, which is probably easier said than done.
Yeah, true.
Feeling good about it.
So what's the connection here? How does the credit union and then people's passions or what they do, how does that connect with the credit union and how do you guys driving membership that way?
Yeah, so that was the big question, right? How do you, it's nice to know that, but then how do you actually represent it in a way that makes sense? Mm-hmm. And so one of the other things that came through on the survey was we asked people if they knew what the word verity meant, because mm-hmm. verity is actually a real word, which a lot of people don't know. It's not a common word, and it means the state or quality of being true or real. And so when we asked, you know, hey, do you know what this word means? You know, a lot of people said truth just right off the bat. Verity means truth, mm-hmm. which was really exciting for us because, you know, we were kind of considering anything that might need to change if they came back and said, I hate that word or something, you know, maybe we change the name, we don't know. It just made this really exciting space where we can say, you know, we're going to focus on truth and being truthful in everything that we do, which, you know, we all strive to do anyway. But when you put it out there as the leading message that we're all about truth and community here at Verity. So what we did is we found, we started with two artists actually, mm-hmm. and then four bands, mm-hmm. and we told the artists, you know, hey, just use our colors, you know, blue and orange, and make something that shows what truth means to you, and just include the V of our logo in it somewhere, but not so it looks like it's stamped on there, but, you know, put it in as part of the piece that you're making.
Sure.
And for the four bands, we asked them to do something similar, which was write a 30-second song that has to do with what truth means to you, and you just have to say the word verity mm-hmm. at least once mm-hmm. within it. And we filmed commercials, all four bands separately at a local bar where we're going to be opening a branch later this year, and had them standing in front of the truth art messaging image, and they each played their song. And that's all that we have playing in our mass media right now. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, the band is playing for 28 seconds or something of the commercial, and then it's just the little Verity Credit Union with the in the community, by the community, for the community
at the end. Wow. So how are they chosen, I guess is the word I'm looking for. I mean, are they just kind of like randomly chosen, or are people already fans of these folks and people already know them, or how did that go?
It was a really fun process for my team and I that we got, you know, it's what felt like, you know, the world's longest list of bands, you know, who's in Seattle.
I can imagine.
And then we were trying to make sure that we had a really good mix of people that either played in or lived within the communities where we have branches and where we're looking to focus, and that had some sort of notoriety, but weren't huge, because it's not like we wanted some big name to be our spokesperson. We wanted to kind of have all the ships rise together, whereas somebody that's already big, it looks like we're just trying to take from what they are doing already. Mm-hmm. So, and then we also had to, you know, take into account listening to a lot of bands, seeing
well,
if it
hard.
Felt like
that's a hard job.
I know, hard work. seeing if they were going to resonate with what we were trying to do, and making sure we didn't have, you know, all female singers or all groups with four guys in them or all country bands or whatever.
Right.
And just started making phone calls and seeing who would be willing to do it, because, you know, it's really different. It didn't really have a space where we could say, just like, you know, you see these people do this all the time. It was a really new concept, mm-hmm. For everybody around. So being able to kind of hand our brand over was a little bit scary, but it worked out really well with that trust. We had the trust that it would work, and it did.
Excellent, excellent. So, I mean, again, this is something extremely different that you don't normally see a credit union doing. How did you guys kind of come up with this idea? I mean, was it just kind of a brainstorming session? Like, hey, this is really resonating really well in the community. Everybody likes music, and Seattle's a big music town and all that type of stuff. So, I mean, sounds like two and two just kind of came together.
Yeah, you know, Boom has actually done something similar to this with another client of theirs that's out in Spokane. And I had sort of heard what they were doing, which brought me to Boom to help with the brand audit that we did and mm-hmm. to do the evaluation. And mm-hmm. Because, you know, Seattle is a music town and space where nobody's doing anything even remotely close to this in our market. And so being able to, we didn't go into it thinking we were going to do this exactly, you know, but kind of said, let's see what happens. And when we started asking questions, it just is what made it just made the most sense.
Okay.
It fit in. So it's, we're definitely trying to take our own turn and twist and, focusing on what we can provide that is different mm-hmm. and that authentic truth piece, to really take that ball and run with it.
Very cool. I know you guys have just kind of kicked off the campaign. You're only a month into it, but do you guys have any results to report yet? Or, I mean, I'm sure there's been some interest out there with the videos and stuff.
Yeah, you know, we have had a lot of views on YouTube, which is really exciting. We do have a media buy within it that's helping to propel some of that. But, mm-hmm. You know, the bands are definitely talking a lot about, like, oh, my gosh, check us out. Did you see our video? Did you see our commercial? Asking people if they've seen it.
Very cool.
One of the videos is over 25,000 views now, which that band, you know, obviously is really excited about. The other is, you know, over 20. The others are right around 10, but they're definitely getting a lot of views, which is exciting. And I did have one of our salespeople in one of the branches, you know, ran up and found me at one point, just a few weeks after the campaign had launched. And he said, oh my gosh, you know, I had someone come in to open an account and, you know, said the generic, you know, oh, what brought you into us today? You know, said, you know, I saw your commercial and I really liked the band and I looked it up to see what you guys were all about. And I was reading about it and I think it's awesome. And so, you know, I came in to open my account and I really love this one band. Love that melody, really great. So that was basically like my dream coming true, I guess. And we had an artist also that's already reached out to us on Twitter to ask how they can be part of the next round. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, I see this working two ways. I see it working from the credit union perspective. I mean, you guys are obviously promoting the heck out of it, but also from the mm-hmm. band perspective, because they have their fans, they have their followers and stuff. So they're promoting it as well because they want to get known too. So it's kind of a very nice symbiotic relationship there, because you're promoting it, the band's promoting it, and then their fans are like probably going viral crazy with it. So wow, it's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, we also, you know, we had a kickoff event with all of our staff to help make sure this wasn't going to be just something that would live in the marketing department, as so many good ideas tend to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had two of the bands play at this show that we put on for our staff. And when we were launching and showing our new logo and all these new things that we were doing to the staff. And then we're opening two branches this year. And so the other two bands, we're going to have them play at those shows.
Cool.
When the branches open, they're going to mm-hmm. have art from these artists mm-hmm. as big murals up on the wall. And we are just constantly asking them, you know, hey, what are you doing? What's coming up? What's new? What should we be talking about? So we can share about them on social media. And they're very excited to see one of the guys I was saying, because we did a movie theater buy. He said, "You mean I could go and I'll see myself before Star Wars? Like, I'll play before Star Wars." I was so excited.
Very nice. Very nice. All right, Melina. So what are next steps here? Because we're still pretty young in the, pardon the pun, pretty early in the campaign. What are we looking down the road here to keep it with some staying power?
So the intent is we're going to be continuing to add bands and artists in. We are working on revamping our social media right now and seeing what is going to make the most sense, bringing everything into alignment with mm-hmm. what we have here. Mm-hmm. And also to make sure we're going to be redoing our website, you know, all these things so we can bring everything in together.
Yeah.
But bringing in new bands and artists and then just really having a more authentic relationship in the communities where we have our branches. One of the things that we've been saying with these new branches that we're opening is we want to make sure that we're not, you know, Verity's Greenwood branch. We want to be Greenwood's Verity branch, which is a really subtle difference, but making sure that we're connected with the businesses where we have branches, and a lot of them do have bands come in and play shows mm-hmm. and they care about the arts and things that are happening. And so we want to be a really authentic piece in those communities on and having the branches kind of lead the way there. Mm-hmm. And then in the media and on our website, just doing what we can to help these local artists to, rise up.
Kind of given back as well, which is always a great message. Very cool.
Yes.
All right, Melina, wrap up question here. What advice do you have for credit unions out there who may want to embark on the same thing or something similar?
You know, I would say to make sure that you put in the legwork up front and don't just say this would be a really great idea and just roll with it.
Right.
You know, do some of those surveys, that front end work to see whatever message it is that you're picking, that it's going to be one that fits.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you pick whatever it is that you're doing, mm-hmm. You know, you got to go whole hog with it. Put everything into alignment with that decision. I think that staff kickoff event was one of the best things that we could have done.
Mm-hmm.
And it went even better than we were hoping. But making sure that everybody's rowing the boat in the same direction and that they're excited to be doing so
yep.
Is incredibly important for something like this
right.
to work. So. Yeah, pick what you want and then run like heck with it.
All right. Total buy-in from top down. All right.
Yes.
Good deal. Well, Melina, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. Good luck with the rest of the campaign. We look forward to seeing some more huge results from you guys up there in the Northwest, always doing some fun stuff. So well done. But, you know, it's fun stuff, but it gets you results. So it's not just fun for fun. It's results-oriented as well. So well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.